It's been four decades since the U.S. Supreme Court said states could not have laws preventing married couples from getting birth control. Judy Robson of Beloit is a lawmaker and registered nurse who hailed the anniversary at a recent press conference where some attendees brought their babies. Robson says the court ruling has reduced the number of women who die during childbirth by 69%.
Without access to birth control, the average woman would have between 12 and 15 children. Ouch. Feel like Mother Hubbard.
The U.S. Supreme Court decision carved out a right to privacy that later paved the way for the landmark Roe v. Wade case legalizing abortion. Since then, Pro-Life Wisconsin and other groups have equated birth control with chemical abortion, something major doctor groups dispute. Pro-Life Wisconsin supports state legislation allowing pharmacists to deny a patient's prescription for contraception. Spokesperson Matt Sandy.
This was not a constitutional right, in our opinion. This was a court-ordered right that was shoved down the throats of the American people.
But Robson and other Democratic lawmakers say birth control is used by 90% of American women. They want it explicitly written in state laws that pharmacists will provide or transfer all prescriptions for contraceptives approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Representative Jennifer Schilling of La Crosse.
We don't force men to search the countryside to fill prescriptions for Viagra or Cialis. Why do they expect women to search the countryside for their own prescriptions?
The author of one of several bills limiting access to contraceptives says pharmacists have a right to do their job according to their moral beliefs. Republican Senator Tom Reynolds of West Allis says his proposal will not abandon patients, as critics claim.
I'm sure after the first week, should this pass in Wisconsin, life will go on as normal for everybody.
Democratic lawmakers opposed to this bill and one preventing UW health clinics from offering emergency contraception say the proposals will probably pass the Republican-controlled legislature, but Democratic Governor Jim Doyle has vetoed similar proposals in the past. Shamine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.